The moment Steve Jobs uttered the word iPad yesterday, I thought, who came up with that? We joked on the program that maybe there weren't any women in the room when that got decided, and maybe they didn't watch this 2005 comedy sketch from Mad TV either.
Why use a maxi pad when there's the new iPad from Apple? iPad? With the new iPad, I just hook up my Apple to my Peach, and I can download protection for up to 1,000 periods.
Like that.
And with wireless Bluetooth technology, iPad sets you up for fast uploading without all that water bloating.
Oh, wow, that's great.
That sketch has been all over the internet since Apple announced the iPad. The writers are here with us now. Bruce McCoy is here in the studio in Culver City, and Tammy Sager joins us from New York. Welcome.
Hello.
Hi.
Where were you when you first heard that Apple had actually named their device the iPad?
You know, first thing yesterday morning, even before it was announced, I thought maybe someone leaked it. I saw it on the internet, I think on Twitter, perhaps.
Yeah, I found out from Bruce, actually, from his Twitter, because he tweeted a couple of minutes before it was announced that if it is called iPad, then he wants a residual check. And I was like, oh, this might be something.
And how did you two come up with this sketch?
Well, at Mad TV, we always loved puns. Some people think they're the lowest form of humor. Personally, I think they're the greatest source of comedy. And we were bantering around ideas. Someone said, oh, instead of an iPod, what about an iPad? And Tammy and I thought, what if we merged a iPod commercial and one of those horrible feminine hygiene product commercials? And the end result was the commercial for the iPad.
And also at the time that the iPod commercial was really big, right? It was on TV everywhere.
The big thing was the silhouette dancing at the end. And that was actually the trickiest thing we had to do for that commercial was explaining to the art department our vision for that. Bruce, I think you remember there were a lot of discussions of where exactly this device was going. And it actually contributed to our tagline for it, which was,
the new Apple iPad. Please don't make us explain how it works.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite parts is seeing those black silhouetted female, all-female dancers with the iPad.
Yes, exactly.
So you two worked on this together?
We did. This one we wrote rather quickly, which I think is usually a sign of a good sketch when it just kind of flows right out of you. No pun intended, I'm sorry. but, you know, it was kind of a silly idea. We could use as many puns about feminine hygiene products and computers as we could, and we crammed them into a minute and a half.
Apple itself, I think, is very spoofable, right?
They really are. We've done other Apple spoofs on the show, and as soon as we heard the name iPad, you know, everyone across the world, that's where your mind went to.
I think you nailed it when you said, oh, there must not have been a woman in the room when they said this, because it's just, it's so obvious. It's so obvious that we wrote it.
So obvious you wrote it,
yeah,
5 years ago.
Right.
All right. Thanks, you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bruce McCoy and Tammy Sager wrote the Mad TV sketch on the iPad. You can see it at our All Tech Considered blog at npr.org/alltech.